الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم بمبارك حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم encouraged us during this Mubarak month of Ramadan to carry out four actions. The first is to recite Kalima Tayyiba in abundance. The second is to engage in excessive istighfar, seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for the sins that we have committed. And then the third thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that we should seek and beg Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala for Jannat, and we should seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from Jahannam. So these are the four actions that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had exhorted the Ummah, encouraged the Ummah to do in the month of Ramadan. If a person has to ponder over this, we'll understand that the message in this, the deeper message, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants each and every ummati to connect with Allah and to remember his end. That the person's end will either be Jannat or Jahannam. It would fear in our hearts and turning to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we should beg Allah Ta'ala for Jannat, and we should seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from Jahannam. So when a person has this frame of mind throughout the day, throughout the night, then his actions will accordingly take him towards Jannat and save him from Jahannam. The actions that he'll do, he'll be concerned, let me do the actions of the people of Jannah. Let me save myself from the actions of the people of Jahannam. This will be his mindset. This will be his outlook. This will be his concern. This will be his qibla, his focus all the time. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that we should be making istighfar all the time and we should excessively be reciting kalima tayyiba. Why? All the goodness that a person has is based on iman. So we should all the time say kalima tayyiba to thank Allah Ta'ala for the gift of iman and make effort for the preservation of this iman. That if this iman goes, then despite how much of good a person did, all that good will be lost. Allah save me, save all of us. And if a person does not make istighfar, engage in istighfar, then these sins can catch up to him. And it can become hurdles on his path. He thinks I'm doing a good thing, but how does he know he's doing right or wrong? So he's continuously engaging in guna, and that guna will destroy his capital. His capital is iman. Guna will eat it up. So a person should be concerned about turning to Allah Ta'ala, seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for the sins he's committing, and thanking Allah Ta'ala for iman that Allah had given. How important this is. When you look at the lives of the Anbiya, the lives of the Sahaba, look at all these people, you'll find that this was the frame of their mind. The most important thing in their hearts was the preservation of iman. When Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam went through the test, from a very young age, he was tested. Tested from whose side? From the side of his family, his own kith and kin, his own brothers. They threw him in the well, attempted murder, they wanted to kill him. And there, from there, Allah Ta'ala opened his nasib, and he was taken out by the travelers. Then his brothers came to the scene and they sold him to those travelers for a meager price. Then Yusuf alayhi salam is taken to Egypt and he's being sold in the markets of Egypt for the price of his weight in gold, weight in silver, and the Aziz of Misr purchases him. The minister of finance of Egypt, he purchases Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Then from there, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, he reaches the home of the minister of finance in a palatial home, palace. And there, the minister of finance, his wife, they don't have children. She's attracted to Yusuf alayhi salam on account of his handsome looks, his beauty. And there she tries to seduce him, commit zina with her. And there he holds back, he restrains, he runs away. Allah Ta'ala saves him. But there the minister of finance, he comes to the scene. The wife puts an allegation, he's trying to commit incest with me, trying to commit zina with me. And then the next thing we know, Yusuf Islam is languishing in prison for something like 8-9 years he's in prison. And after that, then he comes out, and then the king of the time sees the dream. And then Yusuf Islam gives the interpretation. The king was impressed. The king says, no, I want to take you as my personal advisor and minister. But then Yusuf Islam said, no, till this issue is not resolved, I'm not prepared to come out of the prison. That, you know, I was not the guilty party. The guilty party was the minister's wife, Zulaikha. She tried to commit sin. So I want this affair to be clarified. They went through the whole process of finding the evidence. And then when the minister of finance wife, she confesses that, no, it was me, I was the one who was guilty, and he was totally innocent, then Yusuf Islam comes out of prison. Look at the beginning of his life and all the different tests and he's going through. There's so much of tests he go through. Till then the Aziz of Misr, he passes away, and the king of Egypt, he posts Yusuf Islam to that position of the Aziz. And Allah Ta'ala blesses him to such a high rank and high position that he was running the whole of Egypt. Remember where he is beginning, and then he became a slave, and then he's freed, and now he's like the king. And then his brothers come from Canaan, and there's a drought and famine in many parts of the globe, of the world. His brothers don't know that this is the same person we tried to kill, and how he deals with them. And in the end, when he reveals his identity, then his brothers realize that this was like a period of 40 years that passed. 40 years that passed, something even more. And when he revealed his identity, then the brothers now, they at his mercy. They say that, no, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلِيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِينَ. Allah Ta'ala had granted you excellence over us. And we are the guilty party. We committed these wrongs and everything. Please forgive us. As Yusuf Alayhi Salaam says, today there will be no reproach upon you. Everything forgiven. Look at what was his beginning. These brothers were the cause for him going through so much of hardship, so much of difficulty. And Yusuf Alayhi Salaam now is that he's like the king of Egypt. And then he says that I got a lot of responsibilities, duties here. The whole world comes here. We have been stating the affairs. Yusuf Alayhi Salaam was already the Nabi of Allah. He's already the Nabi. So he said, go and bring my father from Egypt, from Canaan to Egypt. His father, through grieving over the loss of his son, over 40 years he grieved and grieved, he cried so much, he lost his sight. He lost his sight, can you imagine? Yusuf Islam takes out his kurta, he says, take this kurta. The father, as Yaqub Islam, gets a fragrance. In Canaan, he gets the fragrance of Yusuf Islam. He says, I get the fragrance of my son Yusuf. Though you people will think that it is due to senile age and old age that this is happening to you. Say, yeah, no, you in your old, you know, in your old thoughts of Yusuf alayhi salam, dreaming about him, his history, the people who are around. And there we find that where the caravan reaches, and the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam that was given, he told them, give them instructions, put it on his face, Allah will destroy his sight. Allah Ta'ala will destroy his sight. So they bring it and they put it on his face, and immediately he gets his sight back. You can imagine, this was a long separation between father and son. Over 40 years this happened. And then now, Yusuf Islam's entire family were given instruction by Yusuf Islam, bring the whole family here to Egypt. We will honor them. We will honor them. They were in poverty, in difficulty. So when Yusuf Islam, when he hears his father is coming, his family is coming, so he goes on the outskirts of the town of Egypt to go and receive his father. Can you imagine what a moment it was? And as he's coming out, now he's not Yusuf Islam alone. He's the king of Egypt. So everybody is escorting him to give his father that warm welcome, that respect, that honor. So when it's that the time that reunion is taking place now between father and son after over 40 years, when Yusuf Islam sees his father, he hugs him, his father hugs him, and they both began to cry. After everything done, Yusuf Islam asked his father, he said, oh, my beloved father, why did you cry so much over my separation? You cried so much that you even lost your sight also. Didn't you know that if we don't meet in this world, definitely we'll meet in the hereafter? Imagine all that time that Yusuf Islam was away from his father, It was a test for Yusuf alayhi salam, and it was a test also for Yaqub alayhi salam. And when Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to Yaqub alayhi salam, then Yaqub alayhi salam used to ask as a Jibreel that, where is my Yusuf? Is he all right? So Jibreel alayhi salam would tell, Allah had not given me permission to reveal where he is, but he is well wherever he is. So it was a test. So Yaqub alayhi salam knew that he is in the world and he is okay. But he did not know Allah posted him to the position of a Nabi. He did not know about what, because it was a test that was going in. So many. So Yusuf alayhi salam tells his father, oh my beloved father, don't you know that in this world if we didn't meet, we would have definitely met in the hereafter. So his father said, I cried over your iman. The fear was that if you lose your iman, we'll never meet again. That is what I cried over. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching this ummah that in the month of Ramadan, the four actions we should do, recite kalima tayyiba in abundance. We should keep on thanking Allah. We don't know, a person can do some guna, Allah Pak can take that iman away. He mentioned Hazrat Muawiyah Hussain Ahmad Madani Ramutlari in his dars of Bukhari, very great wali and buzrug, buzrug of the whole world. So Allah Pak posted him to that position of where is the Sheikh al-Hadith of Darulum Dioban. While conducting the dars, he would tell the students the story, incident. He would tell the students that there was one very great muhaddis, person teaching hadith, very great muhaddis. And always when he would teach hadith, he would always say, Charwaha bazi le gaya, charwaha bazi. He said, you know, that the shepherd, he beat me in the race. The shepherd beat me in the race. So one day the student asked, Hazrat, you know, you're always repeating this phrase all the time, charwaha bazi. Can you tell us why you're saying this? So that muhaddis told his students, he says that it was the month of Ramadan, and myself and one friend of mine, he was a shepherd, we were somewhere in the remote jungles, we were passing through, and it was the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, and Allah Pak revealed, Allah Pak showed us that this is that Mubarak night, this is the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. Allah Pak revealed it. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala can show certain servants, Allah Ta'ala showed us. So we both said, myself, this muhaddis is saying, myself and my friend, that shepherd, we both said, okay, let's engage in dua. Let's make some dua. Allah Pak will grant us whatever we have to ask for. So he said that I made that dua first. The muhaddis says, I made that dua. I said, oh Allah, that grant me the knowledge of hadith. Such profound, extensive, deep understanding of hadith, knowledge of hadith. And give me qabooliyat, grant me acceptance in this, that students from around the world must come to study under me, study by me. And I must benefit people. And my friend, he said, Ameen on that dua. He says, as a result, I can see that the acceptance of the dua, that there's kaflas, the caravans from around different parts of the world are coming, they're coming to study hadith under me. But when it was his time to make dua, he said, oh Allah, this iman that you blessed me, this is the greatest favor. Oh Allah, keep this with me till the last moment. And oh Allah, take me away now with iman. And he passed away same time. He says, Charwaha bazi le gaya. I got this iman. I don't know at the time of maut that iman will be there, it won't be there. And though the students are coming from around the world, I'm doing all these good deeds, but that last moment, I'll pass that moment with iman, I'll pass the test, I won't pass the test, I don't know. Allah give me a